Hare Krishna. So Krishna is trying his best again to convince Arjuna. But now Krishna is using a different trick. And that is telling Arjuna that what will happen if you don't fight. So till now we have seen two verses which described about this. Let's see the third one. Text number 35. It goes like this. Bhayadranadu paratam. Mamsyante tvam maharathaha esham cha tvam bahumato bhutva yasya silaghavam. So here Krishna is saying that maharathaha, all those great generals, so Krishna is pointing to all of them, maharathaha, all of them, the great generals, esham cha tvam bahumato bhutva. So he's saying, esham chatvam, all of them who have bahumato bhutva, who have highly esteemed your name and fame, what are they going to do? They will think that bhayad ranad uparatam, that you out of fear, bhayad, have fled from the battlefield, ranad uparatam. And not just this, they're going to do something more. What is that? They're going to consider mamsyante tvam. They'll consider you laghavam yasyasi. They'll consider you very insignificant. Now let's try to understand the dialogues of Krishna and Arjuna between the lines of shloka. This will be very interesting. So here Krishna is saying that, oh Arjuna, all these people, they will belittle your glories, saying that you have fled from the battlefield out of fear. And Arjuna, he is saying that, no, I have considered this entire battle very, very properly. And I know that this battle will kill many, many people. Many families will be destroyed. And so, out of compassion, I want to get rid of this battle. I want to go away from this battlefield. And I'm sure everyone around, they will understand my intention. And I don't think, oh Krishna, that my fame will get affected. I'll keep my fame. Krishna, he's telling now, tell me Arjuna, tell me one instance where a warrior has gone out of the battlefield or fled away from the battlefield out of compassion. If some warrior goes out of the battlefield, it's only out of fear and not out of compassion for family members. And here, Prabhupada writes very beautifully, Krishna is telling, do not think that great generals, the Maharathis, like Duryodhana, Karna, and other contemporaries of yours, will think that you have left the battlefield out of compassion for your brothers and grandfather. What will they think? They will think that you have left out of fear for your life. Just imagine Arjuna being such a great personality and people talking about him like this, that he has fled out of fear. What will happen to Arjuna when he hears this? And Krishna is saying, and thus their high estimation, bahumato, their high estimation of your personality will go to hell. In fact, for a great personality like Arjuna, the loss of reputation is very, very much, in fact, the loss of reputation will be much, much painful, much, much painful than the arrows of the enemies. This is a very nice shloka. If we just analyze the shloka, think about how to apply this in our day-to-day life, no, we'll get so much to learn from this. So much. So here, what is Krishna saying? Krishna is saying that, oh Arjuna, no one will understand your intentions. See, Arjuna has got a good intention. Out of compassion for all of them, he wants to get rid of this battle. He wants to go away from this battlefield. But then who will understand Arjuna's intentions? In fact, here Krishna is saying that people will misunderstand you, that you're fleeing away from the battlefield out of fear, and they will treat you very, very insignificant. They'll consider you very, very insignificant. Don't you think the same thing happens with us? We do so many things in our day-to-day life with good intentions. But many of the times, people don't understand what are our intentions. In fact, they judge just based on our actions. But then, the entire world is like this. What can we do? Entire world is like this. Who can understand us completely? Who can understand our intentions completely? It's only one person. That is Krishna. Krishna is there in our heart. In 18th chapter, 61st verse, he says, Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddheshe arjuna tishthati. So he's saying that I'm situated in each and every living entity's heart. So only Krishna can understand our intentions very, very properly. But look at this situation. It's so humorous. So humorous. We spend so much of time with people around us to build a nice relationship who hardly understand us. And we hardly spend time to revive our relationship with that personality whose name is Krishna, who completely understands us. At least when we read this verse and understand the essence of it, if we just realize this point, then we should get this desire that, yes, I want to revive the relationship with Krishna again. And how to do that? How to revive relationship with Krishna? Very, very simple. Just by chanting the holy names of Krishna and hearing the glories of Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the only way. There is no other way. So in this way, here, Krishna is saying, oh Arjuna, don't think that people will understand your intentions. People are going to judge you just based on your externals. And they'll say that you're a coward. Out of fear, you're running away. And Krishna is going to again tell something more on what will happen if you flee away from the battlefield. Let's see that in the next verse. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.